Hey, real quick, before we jump into today's Fortis News Break, I want to tell you about something that's happening right now. We're in the middle of our year-end match campaign. The month of December decides a whole lot for us here at Fortis Institute. And let me tell you what this means for us practically. Every single dollar you give during the month of December is going to be doubled. That means your impact is going to be doubled. We're planning on expanding our campus reach significantly in 2026, but December giving determines whether that's possible. Join our year-end match giving campaign right now at FortisInstitute.org. And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Trump administration has launched a major deportation operation in Minneapolis with over 100 ICE officers descending on the city to round up Somalis with existing deportation orders. Sources say as many as 500 are on the target list. On the live front, good news coming from New York, where a federal appeals court ruled that crisis pregnancy centers can continue promoting abortion pill reversal. The court upheld the injunction on free speech grounds. A United Methodist pastor in Rochester, New York, announced to his congregation that he's transitioning to female. He said, "I'm not becoming a woman. I'm giving up pretending to be a man." He added that his parents texted to say they don't support him, which he framed as them choosing convictions over their child. But it sounds more like to me that his parents just understand that loving someone means telling them the truth. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth triggered a Canadian publisher by posting a meme of Franklin the Turtle firing rocket-propelled grenades at narco-terrorists. And Kids Can Press clutched their pearls, insisting Franklin stands for kindness, empathy, and inclusivity. And their most recent repost? A workshop titled An Indigenous History Lesson on Fascism. Yeah, inclusivity indeed. OpenAI has filed its defense against parents suing over their son's ChatGPT-assisted suicide, and the argument is absolutely astonishing. They say the teen violated their terms of service by discussing suicide. So instead of accepting responsibility, let's just go ahead and blame the victim. Finally, some genuinely uplifting news. Tech billionaire Michael Dell and his wife are contributing $6.25 billion to give American children investment accounts. Combined with the president's plan, which gives newborns $1,000 each, up to 25 million children under 10 could receive $250 accounts. Dell noted that we've seen what happens when a child gets even a small financial head start. Building generational wealth instead of generational dependence. That is a novel concept, isn't it? And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.